Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey there, retailers, and welcome to the fourth part of our Plan Your Best Retail Year Ever, which I know is a big promise, right? It's a big promise, but we've had some great feedback from the first three sessions. Today on the episode, we are going to be talking about how to put all those pieces together and how to build and move forward so we can be really strong and realize those audacious dreams and do those things that we have planned. So today's episode is brought to us by our course called Retail Made Simple. It is a course that I created for creative shop owners only. So by me, for you, to simplify the business side of running a creative business. Our new class will open in January, and right now the waitlist is open, and we are excited to welcome people onto the waitlist, and we'll have some special surprises for those of you who are on the waitlist. So let's jump in to today's episode. Today, I'm going to share two things for us to help us keep the momentum, you know, the momentum from the year we just had, which has been good momentum for many people. I mean, I know, again, we've talked about not dwelling on any of the negative things, you know, but the good things that have happened, let's take those away and build on that momentum, but how to do it without all the chaos, right? I mean, we don't need any more chaos this year. But how also do we reach those audacious goals and dreams? And how do we put all of the pieces together? And, you know, it's literally building a business by not winging it. It's by design, not default. I know you've heard those words before, but it's truly what works. So thinking about what we want, planning out what we want, and then just planning it out step by step. So we've done a lot of work over the last 3 weeks. You've done a lot of work. If you're binge listening, I know some retailers were waiting until the season was over, the crazy parts, and are, you know, maybe you're binge watching all of the series at once. So you've been doing a lot of work, and so you need to pat yourself on the back. That kind of goes back to what I was saying in our first part of the series, where, you know, we do need to celebrate the wins, and we do need to acknowledge that we've been working really hard. And so two things that we need to do now to just, how do we put this all together? How do we make and realize, you know, the retail dream that we have, the business that we want? The first part of this today, I'm going to suggest, and again, nothing new, but I really want you to think about it. Sit with this for a little bit, but really identifying how you can reach those goals by identifying what it is you need to do to step out of our comfort zone and identify the skill gaps and identify the things that you know you need to do that you've identified as being skill sets maybe that you don't have. And what I'm talking about, all these are, you know, where you need to reach out for, you know, we all need help and sometimes we don't. So maybe that's new team members that you've identified that you need to bring on to move these dreams forward. Maybe it's learning new personal development skills. Maybe it's learning to be more organized. Some of the business foundations that I help retailers with, and I've had other retailers identify as being, you know, sort of sticky points, and it would totally where I was, are things like understanding the financial side, the business side of our business. So maybe for you, it's understanding your margins better, or maybe it's budgeting or understanding cash flow or inventory control. You know, maybe you're not comfortable reading a profit and loss or a balance sheet, and you just need some help with those skills. And that could be as simple as going to your accountant, or it could be taking a financial course, or it could be taking a course such as Retail Made Simple. Those are the types of things that we talk about. Maybe one of the skill sets that you need to, you know, dive a little deeper in or work on this year and step into that, again, uncomfortable thing is being the boss. Maybe you are not 100% confident in how to be the boss. Maybe you're an amazing creative. This is a lot of retailers that I work with are amazing creatives. They run beautiful shops. They have happy customers, but they're not 100% confident in that backstage, we call it. I call it the backstage of business. Maybe they're not comfortable hiring, or maybe they're not comfortable making decisions. Decision making is so hard for a lot of us as leaders and shop owners and business owners. Sometimes maybe it's the mindset of actually thinking of ourselves as the CEO. I have several episodes about that. And I struggled with that for a long, long time about, you know, I am the CEO of this business. You know, my little one woman show, my one woman retail business, you know, grew and expanded and just went crazy. But the shift that made that happen for me was the mindset that I am the boss and I'm the CEO and I need to step into growth mindset and skill sets and learn hard things. Not that we aren't doing hard things every day, but I had to learn to be the CEO. So that's why I preach that from the top all the time. You'll hear me talk about, you know, of course, being the CEO. So when being the boss, there's just so many things. It's understanding, planning, organizing, time management. Oh my goodness. Like, we're just so spinny and squirrel brained sometimes. And this is a very common thing. It's not you. It's not just you. If that's how you're feeling and winging it, it's part of a lot of our creative souls, a lot of our creative lifestyles. You know, we're not programmed to be all of these things. These are skills we have to learn. So maybe it is organizing or more time management. I always tell my retailers when I'm working with them, you know, when they say, I'm not good at the math, or I'm not good at the budgeting, or I'm not good with the mindset stuff, or I'm not good with the organizing, I'm not a planner. And we always say, you're not a planner yet. Add the word yet to the end of that sentence, because we all have the capacity to be that. If you're running your beautiful retail business, you have the capacity to open up to all of these foundational things. And it's just skills we learn, right? We layer and layer and layer skills and grow. And no matter where you are in your business journey, whether you're just starting out or whether you have multiple stores, there's always something that the next thing that we need to learn. So that's, you know, a few things of the foundational things. Another big foundational core piece that a lot of retailers struggle with is marketing. And it's not just doing more social media. if you've been listening to me at any point in time, it's not just more social media. More Facebook posts is not going to, it's not going to help your business grow. It's just a tactic. It's just one piece of the puzzle, right? It's one, you know, that's just one tactic of marketing. But marketing and sales and promotions, it's a whole piece of the pie, of the foundational part of running your retail business. And not having a strategic plan on how you're getting, you know, new eyeballs, how are you attracting new people to your store? We can't fish in the same pond, right? We can't just keep posting in front of the same people. And, you know, we have to have a strategic plan in place. How are you nurturing your customers? This is all part of our marketing plan. So, you know, inside, again, my Retail Made Simple course, we have 1 week dedicated to sales and marketing and how to put this plan in place simply and easily and uncomplicate the whole marketing thing. And, you know, use Facebook or use Insta, whatever it is that you're using, but having a plan, add on layers such as email or, you know, whatever the other tactics are that you're going to do. But we have a framework and a easy step-by-step way to step through the marketing and understanding promotions in your store. What are we promoting? Who are we promoting it to? Simple. Doesn't have to be complicated. I'm all about uncomplicating everything for you in retail. You know, one of the other parts of our marketing plan is how are we wowing existing customers and how are we nurturing them? All of these things come together to make our full marketing and promotions plan. So, where do you feel wobbly? Is that even a word that makes sense? But where do you feel wobbly? Like, are you wobbly with the financial stuff or the organizing stuff or maybe the marketing and promotion stuff? Or maybe it's being the boss, being the CEO, having that mindset. Like, there's a part in your business that you're wobbly, right? And that's the foundations. And we can't have foundations be wobbly. This is what identifying the gaps. This is what I mean about how we're going to move, how we're going to realize those audacious dreams, how we're going to move through 2021, feeling confident and strong by getting those wobbles gone, fixing the wobbles. Those of you furniture painters out there, you know, those wobbles on those chairs and all those things, you know, we have to have a solid non-wobbly chair. We have to have a solid non-wobbly business. So when we understand all these pieces and we get them feeling confident, and we're always learning, And I'll tell you right now, I don't think anybody ever gets to the end of the line of learning. I'm learning every day. I have coaches. I take courses. My retailers that have been, you know, who've taken Retail Made Simple, some of them take it like multiple times. Once you take the course, the Retail Made Simple, you can take it every time. It's always yours. It's there forever. Well, as long as we have it in the interweb, I guess, but it's, you know, it's going to be supported there. So some of them, they learn basics this time, and then they level, you know, they layer on the different parts that they need. We tend to stay busy with things that we know, right? And we're all busy. I totally understand how busy you are, my friend. We tend to stay busy with comfortable things, things we're comfortable with, things we already know. Where the magic happens is when we step out of that comfort zone and we step into discomfort and we learn new skills. And that sometimes can be the domino, the one thing, the domino that all that makes all the other things fall in place. So what, you know, that could be one thing. So maybe it is taking a course. Maybe it is hiring a coach. Maybe it is, you know, hiring a bookkeeper. Or what is the one thing that if you do in your business, you know, if I just figured that out, and then it dominoes happen, right? So dominoes happen to all of us in different ways. I bet you if you look back to even how you ended up opening your shop or where you are right now in your business, there was like one sort of key thing that happened, and then it opened some doors for other things. And, it, you know, that's what stepping into your discomfort. It probably wasn't super comfortable. Some of you struggle with maybe signing your first lease or bringing on your first big brand line or something. There's something that was a domino thing and you're like, oh, I did that. And then all these things happened. And then, you know, it's learning, it's stepping into discomfort. And I know we do that a lot as entrepreneurs, but there's usually one thing that, you know, if you do right now, it's just going to open the doors, or it's going to, you know, lead to better things. And hopefully, you know, understanding that, fixing those wobbles and understanding that the foundations of your business and identifying where those gaps are and moving into to getting support for that, or fixing them, fixing those wobbles, whatever it is, whatever that area is, hiring somebody, getting support, hiring team members, hiring service people, hiring a coach. If you need support, please reach out. But I'll tell you, these wobbles and all of those foundational pieces, you know, the money side, being the CEO, understanding organization, putting systems in place, and having a solid marketing and promotion plan, all of those things were overwhelming to me for a long time. And understanding how they all fit into my business, because I just wanted to make pretty things and sell them, which I was doing. And, you know, my customers were happy, everything was happy, but I knew that there was a lot of wobbles for me. And I've been very open and honest about, you know, that the burnout was going to happen with me. I could only keep wobbling so long with all of the things, and I really needed to understand the back end. So once I got a really good handle on all of those back end things, everything moved forward for my business and opened up. So that is why I created the course Retail Made Simple. That is why I spent months and months and months with all of my coaching clients and really pulling in all of the things. So we are opening up a new class in January. We have the waitlist open right now because I want to support you now as you're moving through this. So we will be offering some special things to people on our waitlist before the end of the year. So that's just a little taste of something that's happened. So jump on our waitlist for Retail Made Simple. If this is something that you might need, you might have your foundations totally rock solid, and I hope you do. And this is, you know, identifying where your gaps are. So whatever your gaps are, I hope you identify them. But Retail Made Simple, really, I created it to uncomplicate and literally simplify the business side of running a retail business for creatives. There was just so much that I found overwhelming. So it took us months and months of pulling pieces together. It is a self-paced 4-week course, about an hour of education a week. And then we have an hour coaching. You have me for 4 weeks as your, you know, ask me anything kind of coach, and coaching calls during the week, group calls, but about an hour a week of education. Everybody always asks me, said 4 weeks. It's 4 modules, and they push through those 4 key things, you know, being the CEO of your business, understanding the financial side and the back end. I simplify it all, and then you can take it to the next level. We talk about organizing systems, time management during 1 week, and we talk about marketing and promotions during another week. So there's the four modules. That's the 4 weeks. That's the core focus each week, and it's self-paced, so you can take it when you want. You don't have to show up for class or anything like that, because I do understand, again, retailers were busy, right? So I totally understand that, and that's why everything that's been done in this course has been done for retailers from me. So jump on the wait list if you have any questions about it. Just reach out, let me know. A lot of questions might be answered on that, but I do have a big surprise coming to everybody who's on the wait list. I'm also doing a live Facebook coaching session on December 30th inside my free Rockstar group. That's where we're always inviting you to come and join and continue the conversation. We're going to talk about the four-part planning, all like you can ask me all your planning questions. I'll probably be live for an hour, but if there's lots of questions, I'll stay as long as you need me to, and I'll answer some questions about the Retail Made Simple course as well too. So I'd love for you to join me there. Again, it's inside my free Facebook group. We will link the free Facebook group in the show notes. And again, that's December 30th, and you can check out the events and the times and your time zone and all of the things inside the free Facebook group. So I hope you are doing well, my friend. It's been a month, hasn't it? It's been a year, but this is, you know, we're wrapping up the end of the year. We're getting to the end. You know, things are looking really good and positive and hopeful going into 2021. Things are going to be okay. We have to keep moving ahead with hope, right? So as you know, that's why we're planning. We've got our CEO hats on. We're doing the work. We're going to plan our year. If we have some detours, we have some detours and we have some bumps, but we're going to have the tools to be prepared to navigate through those. We're going to know where we're going, at least, right? By having this solid plan in place, we'll know where we're going. I will tell you that my mastermind members from my Level Up Mastermind group and a lot of my Inner Circle members have shared with me that they did this planning session last year, and who knew this was going to all happen, right? But they did all these planning, they put these pieces in place, they did this work last year, and that is what has really helped them rock this year. The retailers that had a plan in place, that they, you know, moved forward, they did this work, they fixed lots of wobbles. Everybody has wobbles. So, you know, we wobble, we fix one, we might get another one later. That's okay. We keep fixing the wobbles, right? Those retailers that are fixing and working on their business skills, their personal development, their dominoes, right? The things that they know that they need to fix and work on. Those are the retailers that I'm seeing just crazy thrive through this whole thing. So I'm so grateful that you've been listening to the last three in today's session. And I hope that you're identifying, you know, what it is you want from your business. You deserve to have a beautiful retail business that supports the life that you want. It's totally possible for you. It's totally possible for all of us. So even if we hit some bumps and things don't go in a straight line for us in 2021 and everything's tickety-boo and checked off the list, you know, we will have the skills and we will have the plans in place to make that audacious goal come true. And, you know, at the end of 2021. So I hope that you found this helpful. I hope you'll join me over in the Rockstar group. I love to see people join us and say hi and let me know. And if you do need to fix some of those wobbles, if you feel like there's some business skills that you need to work, I hope you will consider joining us with Retail Made Simple. We are a good group. It's a small group. I'm hands-on. I am a very high-touch coach and I will be there for you. So jump on the list. We'll put the link to the Retail Made Simple on the show notes, and we'll also put the link to the Rockstar Creatives where I will be live over on the 30th. So I hope you've had a great planning session. Please let me know. Please leave a review. Let us know. Let me know. Leave your shop name. I love hearing from different shops, and I want to know where you are and what your shop is. I want to go follow you. And leave a review on Apple iTunes if you can. I'll be so grateful. It helps us get found by other retailers just like you. Okay, my friend, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you and love you. And I hope you are, you know, really feeling good about the year that you've just had and really excited about the year going forward. So happy new year.
Hey,
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.